As customary as it is, usually before vacation, we like to send everyone off with a little bit of a message. Even though our Balei Simcha today are Boston Red Sox fans, we have to talk a little bit about the current events. Past 2 days, in Major League Baseball, there have been two managers who have been fired. Two managers who unfortunately did not make the right decisions when it came to being ethical and doing the right thing. What happened was that they were stealing signs, they had technology, and they were basically cheating, and their teams were very successful about it. And when the world found out about it, obviously, they were not too happy. They did not live the lives as a private person, as a public person. A Torah Jew means you act a certain way when you're in school and when you're not in school. The managers of the Astros and the Red Sox did not do that. I thought it was so apropos that happened this week. Why? Because boys and girls, I'll be very honest with you. It's very easy to come to school. You're learning, you're davening, doing the right thing. But what happens when you go on vacation and there's no set schedule? There's no someone telling you to daven now or make brachos now or help with the family now. No one's telling you to do that. Well, maybe your parents will tell you. If you'll listen to them two or three times, then it gets a little bit annoying. But just do it because it's the right thing. No one has to tell you to daven. You know down deep, how could you start your day without davening? You want to watch an episode before davening? That's between you and Hashem. No problem. A day without davening, a day without learning, a day without davening, a day without helping your family. So much vacation is so much opportunities to help. Kibud al va'im, to help. You're going through that airport, or if you're going on a boat, or you're even just staying in Boca. So many opportunities to make a Kiddush Hashem. You go over to a policeman, or you go over to a guard, you go over to everyone and say thank you. But don't just say thank you. You say thank you for protecting us. Thank you for protecting my family. Make a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Yesterday's daf, not today's daf, but yesterday's daf, Tosfos has a great question. He says, why is it that at the end of the day, we say brachas haTorah, Rabbi Wexler says it every morning. It's the most important bracha of the entire day. You have to make one bracha. But we're not learning Torah the whole day. We're playing, we're going, we're davening, we're in other classes. But when it comes to sukkah, when you go into sukkah, you make a bracha. Asher kiddushanu b'sosu v'sivanu leishay b'sukkah. But then when you come back 20 minutes later, you go back inside, and then you get hungry because you realize you didn't have enough whatever. Come back. What's the halacha? Make a new bracha. The Tosa says, what's the difference between Berachas HaTorah and Sukkah? Listen to what he says. He says, the Yesh Lomad, the shiny Torah is different. She'eno Meya'esh Daito. The Chosha Adam Mechuyov Lomod. Torah is different because at the end of the day, every single person, whether you're learning or not, you're supposed to take the learning with you. When you leave these grounds today at 4:50, hopefully not in a running fashion. Yesterday after class, it was like class of leading Matan Torah. You know what I'm talking about? Everyone knows the Medrash? Everyone running out of school. You're taking the message of what it means to be a Jew. What it means to be a Jew, it means to be kind and caring. And what it means to be a Jew, it means that you don't have a day without davening and learning. But not because someone told you to, because you know down deep it's the right thing. In Hashem's eyes, there's nothing greater. When you know down deep, you do the right thing, not for the reward, and these sheets of the special treats coming out. It's great. It's amazing. For the 4th and 5th graders, maybe for some of us in here, it's a great incentive. We don't need a special treat to do the right thing. We do the right thing because it's the right thing. Unfortunately, the Astros and the Boston Red Sox, I say this because I'm a Yankees fan, so I have to keep on saying it over and over again. I apologize. At the end of the day, they didn't do the right thing in the right way. Maybe sometimes they did the right thing, but they didn't consistently take that message. Matvil Tashem. Now that we're taking these 10 days of vacation, there's no vacation from Hashem. There's vacation from school. There's never a vacation from Hashem. To remember every single day, to daven, to learn, to help, and to make your kiddush Hashem wherever we go.
One final thing. Everyone, please stay in your seats. Stay in your seats, please. And just a